Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addisk, to bring you opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And boy, do we have some events for you today. The main thing we're going to be talking again about today is gold, of course. And we're going to be heading right into the markets to bring you up to date on what we think is happening, if anyone can even, I mean, everybody is going to have an opinion, but certainly we had some nasty markets today in the precious metals. Again, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and today is Friday, April 12th, 2013. And let's just get to the gold, and there's gold prices different everywhere. You can go to any market and any website, you'll find prices are all over the page. So for you folks that are listening to the program, I'll tell you the numbers that I'm giving you from where. And we're going to use Kitco. That's the only thing I go to Kitco website for. Our prices are cheaper than Kitco's. But gold today was down. We're looking at their New York spot price down 7370 at 1488. It broke through 1500. Silver down a buck and a half, 2626. Platinum down 41 at 1495. And palladium down 25 at $710. Just takes my breath away. USDX today. You know, you'd think that'd be up over a full point with how they hit gold, but it wasn't. It was only down 0.03 at 82.29, so sort of a discrepancy there with the price of the USDX, U.S. dollar, and gold. Crude oil today, they did hit that, down $2.43. However, it's still above 91. So again, things just looks like there's no inflation in the market when you have oil down that big. So let's go to the stock markets, and with another weak report on retail, you know, who would know? So why can't I bring my numbers up? The Dow was basically unchanged on the day. 14,864. The NASDAQ down 5 at 3,294. S&P down 4 at 1,588. The 10-year yield, 1.72. One thing that I don't see posted there that they normally post is the euro. And let's see if I can find the euro. What did the euro do today?
Euro says it's 7629 right now. The euro to the U.S. dollar index.
No, I don't look there. No. I'm looking for the... Well, I'll have to keep looking for the euro. I saw it at 131, and then I saw it again at 130, so I'm not quite sure where that was today. But certainly an exciting... But we've been busy today. And we didn't have any sellers in the paper markets. A couple coins just needed for everyday expenses, but nothing drastic in the physical market. But it seems that the decline has been fueled, and this is news from mainstream. But there really wasn't any major breaking news, Al.
I know.
The slide kept coming all day long when actually the U.S. economic numbers have actually been soft. And so it just seems that the paper market is being liquidated. And you actually just hit strong when we first opened. There's reports. They talk about it just being a technical move.
No, but nobody believes that.
But fundamentally, if you're talking about what is happening, our economic conditions, and all the other things, the retail sales, again, you missed pretty big today. Look at the unemployment numbers last week. The stock market should have been down over 500 points last Friday just on that number alone. The stronger U.S. dollar, it really isn't that much stronger. So not a whole lot that makes sense in these numbers today, Al.
It doesn't make sense in a free market.
No.
The only way it makes sense, I mean, it's so irrational that the only way it makes sense, to me at least, is evidence of market manipulation. Somebody's in a position to say, we're going to drop this stuff, and we're going to drop it like a bomb. And I mean, $75 fall in one day in the price of gold? That's just, I don't know, breathtaking. It's, oh my gosh, what has happened here? And we're going to get into that as we get deeper into the program. We can do it right now if you want to start with it.
Sure, let's get started, Al.
All right, let's do it. I've got an article here from also posted at Kitco on Metals Outlook, and the title is Metals Outlook. Views on gold may get reassessed next week. I agree with that title. I mean, what is going to happen on Monday? All right. We've had a stunning drop in the price of gold today. Now, Monday is going to be the day that really makes a difference. Will gold bounce back significantly on Monday, or will it continue its decline? To me, Monday is going to be a very critical day. If prices continue to fall, then I don't know where they could go. You know, that would be, on the other hand, if it bounces back up $50, $75, $100 on Monday, that's another story. Right? But the article, again, is, so we're going to wait until Monday in particular before we have a better idea of what's going on. My article says gold's fall under $1,500 an ounce for the first time in 2 years. They mean a little soul searching for investors in the metal. Gold futures, they talk a little about gold futures. But where I'm going with this, what price fell? What have we been telling people on this program for the past several years? And the answer is to stay away from paper. We live in a world where there are too many paper promises to be paid. The national debt is too great to be paid. There's $1 quadrillion worth of derivatives floating around in the financial atmosphere. There's no way those are going to be paid. That can't be paid. The number's up there as a kind of debt. It can't be paid. There's no way. Same thing with the national debt. Too great to be repaid. The government is working to inflate. It inevitably means that the value of the dollar has to decline. And those of you that are holding pieces of paper, we've said for years, you're going to lose your assets. Now, what's being traded on COMEX and the gold market, Melody? Paper gold. Some reports indicate that there are 99 ounces of paper gold being traded for every 1 ounce of paper of physical gold that's being traded on COMEX. And what we're looking at right now is a fall in the price of paper gold. We have come to equate the price of paper gold on the markets with the price of physical gold. And we assume that if the paper gold price falls dramatically or rises dramatically, the same thing should be true with the physical gold. But what I'm going to watch for this next week is I'm going to want to see what happens to the supply of physical gold.
Mm-hmm.
Will people continue to sell their gold at a price of less than $1,500 an ounce? It may be, and this is pure hypothesis, this is conjecture, we have no, you know, this is one of those things where to some degree I'm trying to make the best of a bad situation, but nevertheless, we are watching a dramatic fall in the price of paper gold. But if the supply of physical gold dries up next week, and we can't get coins, bullion, or whatever, because people are not willing to sell at these dramatically lower prices, then it begins to indicate a diversion, a divergence, where perhaps people are beginning to recognize the difference between paper gold and physical gold. And the paper gold price is definitely falling. But is the physical gold price falling? We've been telling people for years, you stay away from the paper, and that includes paper gold. Sooner or later, a market that trades 99 ounces of paper gold for every 1 ounce of physical gold, that's, you know, I'm using the term ounce here, and paper gold as I'm using it euphemistically. It's not an ounce, of course, but 99 units of paper gold are being traded for 1 ounce of physical gold. What we know for a fact is the price of paper gold is falling. All right? But on the face of that, that does not necessarily disturb me. The question is, will the public, the people who hold gold, will they be willing to sell their gold at these diminished prices? Because, and if they're not, then we see the price, then we're going to see the supply of physical gold dry up next week. And this will indicate a diversion, a divergence again, or indicate that people are beginning to understand the difference between paper gold and physical gold. The paper gold, from my perspective, is virtually identical as to the stocks that you see in the equities market. They're just paper items. They're promises to pay. They're debt instruments. They're illusory rather than tangible. But people have been deceived and fooled, in my opinion, into equating the price of paper gold to the price of physical gold. And now perhaps we're going to see that divergence. And I look forward to it if we do. This is pure conjecture, and I've just put this together in my mind in the last half hour or so before the program began. I'm beginning to think, could that be? Because we're definitely looking at a fall in the price of paper gold. That's what we're really looking at. Mm-hmm. Now, are we also looking at a fall in the price of physical gold? And the answer will come in next week if the price of physical gold dries up and sellers just say, "Puh, heck with that. I'm not selling my gold I'm not selling my physical gold for a paper gold price." What do you think? What do you think is going to happen, Melody? Does this conjecture make any sense to you? Point one, is it reasonable, plausible, and, you know, if so, what do you think?
Well, you know, Al, I talked to a lot of my clients, and there was always the reality of the disconnect between the paper markets of gold and the physical gold. We have buying, we have the mint that is, you know, could be on a record year of producing gold and
That's
silver
exactly.
eagles. And there was always, what is going to be the event to bring the two together? And perhaps this is what we're witnessing right now.
To bring the two together or bring them apart?
To bring them two together.
Paper gold and physical gold? They've been running together. I think you mean to bring them, to separate them.
To separate them. Okay.
Yeah.
To separate them. But yeah. I see it as far as, you know, the disconnect, eliminating the disconnection. So, yeah. Okay. You're right. So this is what we're experiencing now. There's a whistleblower, supposedly Andrew McGuire. He's been around, but he had actually said today that there was a stunning 500 tons of paper gold that was sold in today's takedown in the gold market.
Well, this is just extraordinary. It's not being done with physical gold.
No, it isn't.
All right. And COMEX allegedly trades about 99 mm-hmm. units of paper gold for every 1 ounce of physical gold. And the point being that the market reflects the price of paper gold. We need another market. We need a market for physical gold and physical gold only. Not paper gold. Sell paper gold. Go ahead. Put it over in the equities market. Use it with the Dow Jones. I don't care. But I'm still sitting here and I'm saying physical gold. Stay away from paper. That includes paper gold. Get yourself physical gold in your hand. And if I have no doubt that that fundamental advice is correct, there is question whether the theory I'm advancing, the separation of the price of physical gold from the price of paper gold, maybe we're going to see evidence of that over the course of the next week, but we have to see it eventually. It has to be that the price of physical gold rises while the price of paper gold falls. Maybe that's what we're looking at right now. Maybe this is the first instance. It won't be clear necessarily, but maybe this is the first significant instance where we can look back and say, here's the price of paper gold is going down. Price of physical gold is perhaps holding. And again, the evidence will be, will people sell next week? Will they sell physical gold at paper gold prices? And if they won't, then we're seeing that divergence. And I think that's a good thing. I'd like to see a market that just sells gold. Then we could find out what the real price of physical gold is. It's the paper that's manipulated. You can't effectively... The only reason the price of physical gold is where it is because it's presumed that physical gold and paper gold have equal prices. But that's a false presumption. That's an unreasonable presumption. It's an irrational presumption. Yet, people have been conditioned to believe it.
My question is, Al, what is coming that is so important that they have to have this unravel at this point in time?
It's hard to say.
It could be something very serious coming.
Well, you know, there's another way to look at this. Everyone is groping for an explanation because this does not make sense, except to perhaps a few people, special interests, who have manipulated the market for their own benefit. We know that central banks throughout much of the world are buying all the gold they can get their hands on. These people can't be dummies. All right? They have to have a pretty good idea. When central banks start selling gold at paper gold prices, I will believe, all right, price of gold is going down. But it may be that the central banks are acting in concert to drive the price of paper gold down in order to create an opportunity where they can clean out the supply of gold, buy as much gold as possible at fire sale prices from everybody who panics and tries to sell their gold. It may enrich the central banks, and then, much the same as they did when the government, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, when he seized the gold in 1933, the gold was $20 an ounce. And what did they do about a year later? They raised it to $35 an ounce after they had collected all the gold. They diminished the value of the dollar, and they increased the price of gold by, I think they translated into something like 40%. No. Well, in any case, it was like 70%, I guess. It went up $15 as compared to $20. So I guess you'd say it went up 75%. Are we looking at a possible similar situation where the banks of the world, they can't seize the gold in the sense that they did back in 1933 because it was still money, it was in circulation. Right now, it's just private property. If they try to steal your gold, the government tries. It's like trying to steal your Ford or your flat-screen TV. People are going to say, what the heck is this? When it was money, people could go along with it to some degree back in 1933. But now it's just private property. That's a different situation. If you want to steal it, you have to go about it a different way. One of the ways may be to collapse the price, drive it down dramatically, and watch to see how many people are, in my opinion, foolish enough to sell their gold at these prices. Give the government a chance to clean up and hoard, and then who knows? 6 months, a year later, they can say, bang, gold is $3,000 an ounce, or $5,000, or $10,000. We're going to take a break for some commercial announcements. We'll be back shortly. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on what is, this reminds me a little bit of Pearl Harbor or something. Price of gold dropped $75 in one day. I was looking at it earlier today. It was $60. I said, OMG. And then it went to $75. I don't know where it's going to go. I mean, it's surprising. It's shocking. Hard to know what to make of it. Hard to understand. We can speculate on what the reasons may be, and we may never find out for a fact, although we may develop a consensus over time where we say, I think this is what it probably was. But this is a dramatic, and I don't know, this marks a sea change, and we're trying to make sense of this on the program today. Again, this is Financial Survival brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. And now is the moment when big mystery.
We got a $75 discount on all product today. How's that for a... But you know what? It is interesting now. Like I said, a couple gold coins we were sold today for expenses. There really wasn't anybody at all concerned about the drop in price of gold. or silver. We had more gold buyers than silver buyers today.
Yeah.
And, you know, over, you know, the years, they've always said that if they ever hit gold, I'm going to back up my truck to your office door and I'm just going to stock up. And that's what people did today. And so what I'm find fascinating is this is a different time than it used to be. Now, the ones that are really going to get hurt are those owning the gold shares. They've just been hammered again and again and again. And it is different because you are still holding just a piece of paper. You don't have that real metal gold that, and it seems like the inquiries that I hear are more from those who own the paper than those who actually own the actual metal. So I find that interesting. And so, and it really isn't any different from, you know, 10 years ago or 15 years ago. That always has sort of been the case. Those always with the paper get hurt a little bit worse in the gold market. But
and they deserve to be hurt worse. I mean, I'm not making a moral judgment, but you have to learn to separate and understand the difference between a payment and a promise to pay. All of your pieces of paper, people say, look, I've got a piece of paper. It says $100,000 means I have $100,000. I have money. No, you don't. You have a promise to pay. That's all you have. When you have paper green dollars in your wallet, you have a promise to pay, and it'll never be kept. All you have are IOUs. You don't have an asset. You have an expectation. The debt instrument is a promise to pay. The person who holds it has an expectation that the promise will be kept. If the debts can't be paid, your expectations will be dashed. On the other hand, if you have gold and silver in your hand, you don't have an expectation per se. You have a real payment, not a promise to pay, a payment. All right? And I understand that the price of gold can fluctuate upwards and obviously downwards. I get that. But you still have a payment in your hand. You don't have a promise to pay. And the difference is enormous. Very few people recognize it. And it's not all that important in most instances. We've gotten by for a couple of decades on the basis of mere promises to pay. But it does appear that we're coming to a moment when the promises, it will be admitted that the promises can't be kept, the debts will have to be repudiated, and when they are, those of you who are holding pieces of paper are going to lose your assets. Those of you that are holding tangible wealth, that'll be another story. No matter what happens, the ones holding the physical gold are going to do better than the ones holding the paper gold long term. Now, what does that mean for next week? I don't know. What's it mean for the next 2 years or 5 years? I know. All right? Hang on to that physical gold. If you're an investor, hold your gold. If you're a speculator, you're in paper. Do whatever you want. Run the casino and who knows? Maybe it'll work for you. Maybe it won't. What else, Melody?
We got a couple of callers, but I just wanted to make a comment from Murray. He says it's a rigged paper market, and if you play in their sandbox, you will get burned.
That's exactly right.
He says, let gold and silver go to zero, and Melody will have to get another phone line. We already have quite a few, so it is, and that's how you have to let. Yeah, nobody likes to see gold down 75, but we talked, Bob Chapman, on this program, how many times you're going to see $100 moves in gold. This is the closest one that we got to 100. And unfortunately, it was to the downside.
Yeah, but I know. When Bob said that, we thought, oh boy, it's going up $100.
Little did we know. But on the opposite side of that thought, we will see those moves to the upside. And we saw them in $20 gold. We saw easy $100 moves in $20 gold when we were in the height of the market. So we did experience that. And again, there's always the other side. But we got a couple of calls coming in.
One more thing, just to follow that point, just and reiterate what something we've already said. We've seen these moves in gold. There was reason to see gold jump up dramatically. All right, we can peer into the future, and although we can't see the date, we can see the price of gold has to go 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, who knows how many dollars. It has to happen, although we don't know when. We can't give you a date on it. But the fundamental trend is up, It has to be. It's the only rational. It's the only. I am unable to see a rational basis for the price of gold, physical gold, falling. When we saw it go up, there was reason that you could point to and say, okay, this is why. Right now, we see this fall $75, and what is the reason? Where is the rational explanation for what we're seeing right now? It defies all reality that I'm able to understand, and therefore I'm left to believe, I'm forced into a conspiracy theory. Faced with my own ignorance, I am forced into a conspiracy theory where I have to believe this is a function of manipulation. It's not rational. It's a reflection of special interests and positions of power where they're able to manipulate the market in ways that serve their best interests and are contrary to the interests of most people. So, yada, yada. Okay, we got a couple of phone calls. Who are we going to talk to, Melody?
Hold on, Conrad. First, we have Jim from West Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
Oh, I do.
Hi,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, I heard you mention. Hello, I heard you mentioned I'd be doing a little bit of writing. I thought I'd give a little bit of background and such as that, and let people know what I'll be covering, because there's going to be information there you won't find anyplace else unless you really dig. But my dad found himself amongst the intellectual elite at Cornell and New World Order Playground during World War II. He learned about a lot of their plans at that time. They envisioned the transistor. They said they have a one-world government. He learned about the Federal Reserve. He called them counterfeiting company. Fractional reserve banking, false flag operations. They're going to have a one world Congress, the UN, which wasn't announced, I think, until after the war. I grew up in a house where there was no TV. They had turned me into a shortwave when I was 10. The house was a small library. I had two geeks for parents, and he went on to work for Carbide. They got two chemistry patents. He said, we need an in-house patent agent. So he had to study patent law. Spent about a year doing that, about the year I was born, I think. And so he found out what a mess our legal system is, about the patent office did the exact opposite of what they said. So they could walk into the patent office, get a copy of the patent, take it to Taiwan, someplace didn't honor our laws, bring it onto our shores, and the Justice Department would do nothing. So Carbide tried to keep their technology corporate secrets. Some of the people inside Carbide sold out, so his bank accounts. Industrial espionage was born in the late 50s. And he was one of the few people, Carbide, who oversaw all of it, who knew everything going on. And he was afraid for his life for the last 20 years of his life. And I knew none of this when I was growing up. But after my mother died, he drank himself to death and talked. And I thought he was listening to a madman. But in 1965, they found out what was in my grade history book and went completely ballistic. About 2 weeks later, they sat me down and said, Sonny boy, you're old enough to learn the facts of life. Here they are, Private Federal Reserve. Fractional banking. Corporations taking the place of everything. They told me these things. False flags, didn't use that phrase. And they said, we got a program for you. They handed the Mayflower Compact to me, tough read, old language. Then they hit me with the Declaration of Independence, made me memorize 20 reasons why we abandoned, not one like in my history book. Well, then they hit me with the Constitution. Then they went at it and said, here, go ahead.
Well, Jim, we got an important story we want to deal with here on what's happening to gold today.
Okay.
All right, and I appreciate this will be interesting information when we've got a little softer news day. But for the moment, we want to get in on why is gold falling $75 today?
Much more timely. But I'll be writing about some stuff you won't find anywhere else. I want you to sign up for Melody's newsletter, and I'll shut up. But all jokes aside, I come at this from a different point of view. God bless you all. It's an important day.
Yeah, it's a big day. All right, Jim, thank you.
We have another caller. We have Conrad from, what state are you from? Louisiana, Conrad. Welcome to the program. Did Conrad hang up on us?
Did gold drop another $5? I haven't been watching it. Maybe that it may be you hit the $80 and then just some people are just out.
Hey, if it drops another $5,
you may be gasping on the floor like a goldfish or something like that. Oh my gosh.
No, you're gonna have a female host on the radio do that. If it drops another $5. But well, I guess he must not have. And Conrad, if you're listening, give us the call back. The phone lines are open, and I do want to just want to make a comment. The reason Jim called in from West Virginia is he is beginning to do articles for our newsletter that comes out once a week. So make sure you go to the website, dgscoins.com, and sign up for a copy of the newsletter. And it's as I mentioned the other day, it's getting bigger and bigger, and so make sure that you do that. All right, we have Conrad now. Hello, Conrad.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say that, you know, when, by the anniversary of the Titanic sinking, and
oh, that's today, isn't it?
Yeah, and well, we have a new Titanic, which is supposedly unsinkable, but it's already going down. It's just that nobody talks about it. It's called the World Economy. And but when you win gold and silver, you're in the your two lifeboats.
I agree.
The only two lifeboats that the new Titanic has.
Yeah.
And if you're in gold and silver, you're in the lifeboat right now. Today, you just took on a little water, but you can bail that out. But the Titanic's going to go down.
I agree.
They hit the iceberg.
How soon?
Well, they're pretty good at you know, staving off the inevitable, but I think it's going to slip pretty heavily in the next year or two.
Do
I
you
think a profound sea change going on right now?
Do you think that does it seem plausible, or who knows, that today's fall in the price of gold may signal they're going to try to get the gold down as low as they can get it so they can buy all they can because the collapse is close?
Because
do you think it's close? Do you think it's 2 years away?
They realize at some point they're going to have to go long.
Mm-hmm.
So they're driving it down as far as they can, shaking out as much as they can.
You understand?
And then they'll go long later.
Yeah.
So Jim Sinclair, I know you're probably familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
He just tells people, if you own physical, don't do anything.
Yep.
Just sit tight.
Well, and what he's saying parallels what we talked about in the beginning of the program.
Right.
If you're going to hold your gold, you're saying that the physical gold is not to be sold at the paper gold price. That's what we're saying.
And
Sinclair is implying, although he didn't precisely say that, that's what he's saying. That's what he's implying.
The thing is, if the gold goes down to $14.90, even if you buy physical through the dealers, they're going to mark the premium up to some extent.
We're going to learn a lot next week when we see what happens to the supply of physical gold. And Melody will have a good talk to dealers and whatever. She'll be able to tell us if the supply is being restricted or if people are going to continue to accept the price of paper gold as the price of physical gold.
Yes, we're going to find out a lot, but we're involved in an important this kind of thing has to happen. Unfortunately, but that's the way it works. But the thing is that about the mining shares, I think now is an extremely good opportunity to buy quality companies. A lot of stuff out there is junk. But
yeah, I understand.
If you buy good quality companies, let me tell you, because we already have a capitulation in the mining shares. Nobody thought they would go any lower. It's happened several times, but now it's the people are throwing in a towel, and with this latest takedown in gold, I checked some of the good shares, and they're down today from their extreme lows. Now a few good quality mining shares. And I think some of the ones that Bob Chapman recommended might be a good starting list to research.
Because, it's hard to know which ones are the good ones.
Right ones right now, you're going to make a lot of money in the next 5 years.
I agree that will happen if you can pick the
right
mining stocks. If you pick the wrong ones, you're going to lose your butt. And again, my fundamental principle, stay away from paper. Mining stocks are paper. I'm still looking for a physical piece of gold that I can hold in my hand, and I recognize that the mining shares may do better than my physical piece of gold. All right?
Right.
I recognize that at least some of the mining shares will do better than my physical piece of gold, but I'm not competent to tell you which ones are going to do better and which ones are going to do worse. But I can get that piece of gold, hold it in my hand, and I can say, this is going to be worth more a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. I am content with what I regard as guaranteed appreciation.
Sure. Buy the physical, but if you got a little extra risk capital.
I agree.
Now it's time to put it to work.
It's more speculative.
And that's the problem
because,
that we
everybody,
see.
Everybody's totally washed out on it. Now you want to buy when there's panic in the streets.
That's exactly right. Rothschild made the comment, you buy when there's blood in the streets. That's when you get things for a dime on the dollar, or maybe 5 cents on the dollar. Well, I don't know that there's blood in the streets today, but, you know, there's definitely some bruising going on in the streets. I don't know if anybody's bleeding, but there's some bruising going on in the streets. Not a bad time to buy, particularly if you're in terms of a year from now and whatever. All right, if you're an investor, you're going to hold for a period of time, now is a good time to buy.
All right. We appreciate it, Conrad. Thank you.
All right. Well,
are we having a break today, or are we just going to go right on through?
No, we might as well have a break today.
I don't want a break.
Give us a chance to catch our breath. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. Big day in the gold market business. Gold fell $75 an ounce last time I looked. I don't know where it is right now, to tell you the truth. It may be more, it may be less. I don't know what it is right this minute. And we're trying to make sense of it. And we've got it. We have one article here that was published by Kitco. And just respond and say they surveyed 34 participants. 21 responded in a gold survey. These participants are market bullion dealers, investment banks, future traders, money managers, and technical chart analysts. And out of the 21 who responded, 10 see the prices of gold going up, 10 see the prices of gold going down, and 1 see the price moving sideways. All right? Which indicates nobody really knows what's going on right now. We are in the midst of something that is bizarre, seemingly irrational, inexplicable, and we are trying to make sense of it as best we can. So, interesting times. We don't know, but we are speculating. We'll know better next week. What else have we got, Melody?
And we have a caller and we have an email question, but I just wanted to make a point also. We were talking about shares prior to the break, and we talk about risk capital. And folks, risk capital is money that you can afford to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Money that you can afford to lose. If you play the stock market or even mining shares, that's the money you use. And yes, we see the prices of gold and silver go down. Yes, you know, prices are down from yesterday. So, you know, but you have something that's real. And over the years, people believe that if they own mining shares, they own gold. Few make the distinctions because a lot of times these shares are sold as gold and that they're going to be doing all these wonderful things for 400% and 500%. Few will. Most won't. And it's a big risk in these markets. They're rigged. Each and every one of them is rigged. And you just don't know what goes on behind the scenes. And they're very risky. And as far as I'm concerned, very dangerous. They're just as dangerous as owning any other type of paper. I mean, even in the stock market, the NASDAQ, the Dow, you can find companies that will succeed in these markets in the future in bad mm-hmm. economies. But are you able to pick the right one? That's the key.
There's a potential in the gold stocks that may be greater. There's a potential in some of the gold stocks that may be greater than what you see in gold. All right? They may appreciate more. Could happen. But a bunch of them are going to appreciate less and go out of business. And the idea of being able to discern which is which, the good from the bad, I'm not able to do it. I don't know how many of you can. I don't think many people can do it reliably. On the other hand, you take a piece of gold, you put it in your hand, it might not generate a 50% profit in a year, but it could generate 20%. It has for something like 10 out of the last 12 years, averaged up for about 20% a year. I expect to see a return to that. I am much surprised by what we've seen today. Who knows? We'll watch and see. But some things are common sense. Some things are speculative and gambling. The gambling offers a greater potential for return, but it also offers greater risk. I'm not inclined to embrace the risk. I'm going to hang on to physical gold. What else, Melody?
If I have disposable income, I want to go to Vegas because at least they give you a drink.
Yeah,
anyway,
free drinks.
Free drinks. Anyway, we got Charles from Pennsylvania. Are you there, Charles?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, fantastic.
How's everybody today?
Thank you. Fine.
Wide awake. How are you, Charles?
I'm pretty good, sir. Pretty good. I remember what Bob Chapman would say about this. I emailed him often, and he said, even though we may understand what's going on, we can do nothing to change the outcome of it. So, therefore, all you can do is hang on.
Yeah.
I wrote Kitco a while back when this nonsense, before this started happening in April, but last year sometime, and they wouldn't email me back. My suggestion was if that listing that they show all the time online is for paper gold, then they ought to have one for physical gold.
Yeah.
They ought to give us owners of physical gold some kind of indication of what physical gold is going for. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they never got back on that. But it would really be nice because, you know, what else do we have? We can go to the gray sheet and look, and that's already a week old or a couple days old by the time you can get a hold of one. So you don't really know if that's a true indication of what physical gold is doing.
Well,
I would like to see that. for all of us, you know, that are owners of physical gold. The other thing is, I read on King World News here about Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is saying that it's an orchestration. It's just the smash in gold. He said it's been going on now since the beginning of April. Brokerage houses told their individual clients that the word was out, the hedge funds, institutional investors were going to dump gold, and they should get out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I've been reading his stuff, and he seems to be the closest on King World News about what actually is going on, how this is. I think you just said it's orchestrated.
It makes no sense except as manipulation. I mean, manipulation by definition defies reality. Whatever the true price would be, if it's unmanipulated, you got a true and reasonable price. If it is manipulated, it is something other than a free market price. It's being determined by special interests rather than reason.
Right. And, you know, it used to be when gold was going up back in after 2001, anything at all, any type of news, just take the news in Cyprus, that would drive the price of gold higher. Any type of bad news on paper, you know, or speculative markets would drive the price of gold higher. Now when we hear those things, it drives the price of gold down. So you know it's manipulated.
Yeah.
But, you know, Melvin,
it doesn't make sense.
We're all long in gold here, all of us. We're not going to sell.
Yeah, so I agree.
It's bad news, but...
No, it's bad news for the paper gold people, but the unfortunate problem... The difficult problem is that we don't have a market for only physical gold. I've heard that China wanted to establish one. I heard talk about it, 60, 90 days ago. They wanted to establish a market that only sold physical gold. And, boy, I would welcome that because it would not. I don't know what's happened, and I haven't heard anything about it since, and perhaps pressures have been brought to bear to make sure that doesn't happen. But one of the reasons I have advocated buying physical gold is precisely because the market has been manipulated to suppress the price. It means that throughout, for the last several years, price of gold has been always significantly lower. The price of physical gold has been lower than the price that you'd see on the market. It's been suppressed. And that means that there is a pent-up energy in every ounce of gold that sooner or later, like that beach ball you hold down at the bottom of the pool, this thing is going to break loose and it's going to skyrocket. Huh? The manipulation guarantees, from my perspective, the manipulation guarantees that the day is coming when the gold is going to jump so far and so fast, people are going to be astonished. I don't think they can manipulate forever. That's my position on this. And if they can't, the day is coming when gold is going to be enormously increased in value. The manipulation makes the physical gold a better buy. I'm not sure if I've explained that very clearly, but part of my rationale.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I would like to see the manipulation exposed.
I would too. I'd like to. See him exposed. I'd like to see him tried for treason. They have no business manipulating the market, and our government has no business allowing the manipulation to take place. We should have a free market, and free market means no manipulation.
Do you remember when
Bob said
that gold would probably go to $2,500 an ounce, and that was, 2 years ago, it would be no problem?
Yep.
And ever since he said that, it's been nothing but a problem. And you were reading that questionnaire off of Kitco, I've been watching that for years now. And every time those guys say the price of gold's going to go up, the price of gold goes down. And last week they said they went out and did a questionnaire for all those people that you were just talking about, and almost all of them said they expected gold to go up this week. I knew right then that gold was going to go down.
Yeah.
So, and you're just saying, well, 10 said gold's going to go up, 10 said gold's going to go down, 1 says gold's going to go sideways, and then you said, what can we draw from that conclusion?
Nobody knows.
Don't look at that. Don't even read it. Because
well, I just read it from the perspective when you see no one, there's not a consensus. Half are up, half are down, and one's in the middle. No consensus on this indicates that there is no, I'm not going to say that no one out of the 21 people understands the reason why gold has fallen $75 today. Maybe one or two of those people do understand the true reason, but there is no consensus as to what that reason might be.
Yeah.
We are all in a state. We are all waiting. This is going to take a while to shake out to where we think we understand what happened. But this, at this moment, we speculate.
I'm just concerned that they're watching that information, and then they make their decisions based on what everybody think is going to happen.
I don't
That's
think
what I, that has been my finding in watching this for the last 2 years here, because I use Kitco also. I also use CoinInfo.
All right. Well, we appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
All right. All righty. And you know what? We got a question about Cyprus. We'll get to it. But somebody sent me an email about the explanation. It talked about how much paper gold was used to take the market down. And we did talk about this in the beginning of the program. So I just wanted to let Charles or William to know this, that we're not ignoring his email. But we had mentioned about that in the beginning of the program. This kind of switches the market a little bit, but yet it all comes in at the same time. The Eurozone finance ministers were set to agree on a bailout package for Cyprus, but they came out and they said that the country needs to raise an additional 5.5 billion euros. And Germany's parliament is likely to approve the aid, but many are calling for conditions to be imposed. So there's a lot of discussions that Cyprus was going to sell their gold, and there was articles that say that there was no one that they were not going to do it. But they do need to raise an additional 5.5 billion euros. If they don't, does that mean that Cyprus goes under?
I think it sounds like blackmail. You know, it's like somebody's got pictures of you doing whatever, and they're willing to give you the pictures back for $10,000 or $20,000, but after they give them back and you pay the payoff on the blackmail, they come back a month later and they say, well, we still got some more pictures, and we need another $20,000. It's a little bit like that. They've got Cyprus in a corner, and they're going to try to squeeze them as much as they can. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but it's more craziness that, to me, just follows. Everyone is so deep in the paper money, in the paper markets, in the paper world. And it can't be the promises that are inherent in all those pieces of paper. Again, too many to be maintained. They can't be kept. And that being the case, this has to go down. How soon is the question? Are we going to have... Does this signal a collapse in the next 60 days? Does it signal a collapse in the next 6 years? I don't know. You know, I'm inclined to see sooner rather than later, but we are living in interesting times. We're also out of time. I'm here. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We want to thank all of you for listening. We hope you'll tune in again on Monday, and we'll try to sort this out a little further. Thanks for listening. Meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Money.